Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Abba the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we are talking about Oscar-nominated film, Past Lives, today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did come out, I believe, quite a while ago.
Yes.
And I remember seeing it in theaters.
Quite a while ago.
Yeah, I watched it on the plane, so it wasn't when it was in theaters. It came out June 23rd, so it was a summertime movie.
Oh, wow.
I do remember when it came out because some of the, like, indie theaters were playing it, and I remember thinking, like, this looks like a pretty good movie. I mean, A24, I follow all their stuff, so they were always promoting it. And it's pretty exciting that it did get nominated for an Oscar. Like, so.
Yeah, it's nice to see that with how many movies A24 is coming out with, they, you know, try to give a little bit of promotional love to every movie. I mean, there are just so many being made all the time that some of them still kind of slip through the cracks. But mm-hmm. It sounds like they try to at least do some sort of promotion for all their movies. All 80,000 of them.
Yeah, so I don't know, did you know anything about this movie before you saw it?
You know me, I don't watch trailers anymore. I don't look mm-hmm. into things anymore. I just drive my ass to the movie theater, sit my butt down with my root beer, and I take it in. As if I've just never heard of this movie before in my life.
Yeah.
I did see this movie I did not watch it on any of the plane rides that I was
but it was on there.
I should have, but I wanted to watch other stuff, but I did see it on some planes. I didn't watch it though, and then I actually watched it in theaters yesterday at the time that we are recording this, cuz it became one of the AMC $5 faves or something again, so it's like replaying in theaters right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I watched it, and I got a free popcorn and drink because it was still my birthday month.
Yes, nice.
So that was pretty awesome. But no, I knew absolutely nothing about this movie. I think I might have read the summary of this movie like while I was just browsing through movies on the plane, probably. And so I knew it was like about childhood friends or something. And that's probably like the extent to what I knew mm-hmm. of this mm-hmm. movie, in all honesty. So other than that, nothing else.
Yeah, I had seen, I think, one trailer for it and then just like promotional material. So it was pretty much exactly what I thought it was going to be. It's a very slow just study about these people and this kind of situation where this young girl left Korea when she was, you know, like 10 or 11 years old or something. And she had a crush on this boy and they were good friends and they really connected. And then she left for America with her family or Canada. And then ended up moving to New York for school and kind of catching up with him like many years later after finding him on Facebook. And then they have like a kind of fling where it's just only through Skype. And
yeah, they rekindle their friendship and they're mm-hmm. like talking all the time to the point yeah. where it's like kind of distracting her from school and it's kind of all she can think about.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that it's the way it's written is kind of considered that they are crushing on each other in a way, and at that point in their lives that they're kind of like really connecting, and with their shared past, and also just like who they are as people when in their their early 20s.
Yeah, the plot to this movie was very simple. I think it was mostly being told from Nora's point of view. Like, we don't even really understand why her parents are moving to Canada. We know that the dad is a director, and we know that the mom is a writer? No. What was the mom?
I don't remember, but another, like, artistic, something artistic.
An artist. She was an artist.
Yeah. Because, like, Nora becomes a writer. So, like, both her parents are, I guess, pretty successful enough to be able to like, have her go to school for writing. And she actually becomes a very, you know, successful, like, playwright, really. And, like, that is very hard to do. So, she's pretty successful. Yeah.
Kind of pulling from context clues, I guess you realize that, like, maybe they're just not getting all the opportunities they could get from going somewhere else, I guess. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why they end up moving. Again, you're mostly just focusing on the kids at first. Nora and what was the guy's name? Haesung, And so you're kind of like just picking up things like from the background, like kind of like I said, context clues. And so when they kind of start rekindling their friendship, Nora and Haesung, you know, she's getting distracted. She can't really focus on her schoolwork. So she, you know, suggests that they, you know, stop talking for a little bit and then maybe try to pick it up once like she's done with school. And because he's also working on stuff too, and he's kind of. He's going to go to China because he's studying to be an engineer. Mm-hmm. And he has like a study abroad program coming. And it just, so it's like the first 12 years pass from when she leaves as a kid. And then they start talking again 12 years later. And then she asks to take a break. And then another 12 years happens. And she is married. And he finally comes to New York to visit, and it's just kind of, not a lot is said. Like, it's a very simple plot, but this movie was very sad. I really liked it.
Yeah.
It really just made me think a lot. Like, I don't know if it's just because of like where I am currently and in my life and how I related to this movie. Just happened to click and made me like reflect on some things. But this movie is very much about like things that weren't said, things that weren't done, you know, do I regret my decisions? Or am I happy with how my life has turned out? And it really just brings up a lot of that kind of stuff. And it's very sad. Like at the very end when she was like crying in her husband's arms.
Yeah.
I was very close to getting teary-eyed. Like, I felt it. I was like, there's an emotion there. There's an emotion there.
There's a lot of time in this movie to reflect. And I think it's because the main characters are often just staring at each other. Like, there is conversation, and that's pretty much the whole movie. It's just silences, beautiful cinematography, two extremely gorgeous actors right in front of you, just having some zing, you know, like
just having the most beautiful, like I was smiling like a goon, just like watching these two, like, cause you know, it's also a romance story, like a little bit, like it's a what's the term?
It's like, unrequited love.
Yeah.
It's very like, that is it. Like, it's just basically unrequited love in the form of a movie.
Yeah.
So, and that's great. Like, it's different. It's relaxing, but it's also, there's a lot of tension. There's a lot of like communication that they have with each other that they know they can't have. Like, even though they're talking in kind of a riddly way, I mean, they're always speaking in Korean to each other, really. They're not really like saying what they really want to say, which they kind of do at the end. But, like, she married somebody else. Like, he is alone now and is sad that he didn't pursue something with her, but like she's married. Like, it's not a situation where they're available to be together. So
yeah, we kind of learned that maybe their marriage was maybe a bit more out of convenience than out of love, but you never know. The love could still be there, and obviously that's the choice she made. And Archie, I think his name's Archie. What's his name?
Arthur.
Arthur. There we go. Arthur.
Close.
It was very, very close. Very close. I mean, I saw this movie yesterday. I should remember the name. You know, he seems like a very sweet guy. When Hae-sung came to visit, I was like, oh god, what's gonna happen? And like, Arthur was being like a little,
yeah,
a little jealous baby. And I was like, dude, can you... Like, I don't know. Like, I was just waiting for something horrible to happen. I was like, oh no, what's gonna happen? But then, you know, it's like stuff happened, but then stuff didn't happen. Like, it's like the dramatic stuff didn't happen, but like there were still things happened. Like, Nora was feeling things, whether it was regret or just, you know, thinking. Reflective thinking on how her life could have been if it had been a little different.
Yeah. And talking about like the fate aspect, like, yeah, obviously this movie is called Past Lives, which they mention in the movie the concept that maybe they were together before, like in a past life. But when you get married, you're supposed to be married to the person who was your like forever soulmate throughout all your past lives. And she chose Arthur. And I think Hae-sung is like kind of coming to terms with that too, like telling her like it's okay that you chose somebody else because that's, you were meant to be together. Like, that's the purpose, you know? It's kind of like a more solace, but it is also really sad.
Yeah, and that one part where when he comes to visit in New York, she says like, oh, you know, when Arthur and I got married, we went to Korea, and I emailed you to see if you were available, and you just never answered me, and you know, I would have loved to have met your girlfriend. And you know, he probably didn't want to see her married. And he didn't really want to deal with those feelings at that moment in time. And he was having conflicting feelings towards his current girlfriend at the time. They were both, sounded like it wasn't really something they were both ready for. But yeah, lots of, it's so interesting how much you can like glean from these characters when like nothing much is said.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
They were so good. Like, yes, the movie was longing stares, but like, you know what those longing stares were saying. You're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like, they were saying so much.
Just
staring at each other. Like, these two and did not such touching. A good job. They had such great chemistry. Like, totally. It was insane. This guy is so cute. I'm already looking at his what's it called? His filmography. And of course, it's in a K-drama, so I'm probably going to watch that. Oh,
absolutely. Dude, I mean, he's so cute.
Definitely going to watch that. And Greta Lee looks familiar, too.
Yes.
I feel like I've just seen her face around.
She's pretty, you know, prolific, I think, in animated stuff. But also, I really remember her from the Russian Doll series, because she's the first people you see.
Right?
Yeah, who literally is just like... happy birthday, baby, or whatever. Like, she says it like a million times because that's how Russian Doll works. And she's really funny. So, like, I think I've only really seen her in, like, comedies and stuff. So, like, seeing her in this series, like, in this movie was, like, she really did such a beautiful job in this role. And it is correct to say that she was totally snubbed for an Oscar because, like, it is a really good performance that I think totally, like, must have almost made the cut for Best Actress.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's really good. Smart. Yeah.
He's so good.
It's like a lot of like, you know, yeah, sitting and then like you said, reflecting on and then just kind of understanding the relationship that she has with her husband too. Like, it's a different kind of relationship. It's like a, it's a useful one. It's a happy one, but this, you know, this what could have been situation is no way to live. You know, like you can't just, you can't just be with somebody.
Even, yeah. Cause even Arthur brings that up too. And,
yeah.
And when Haesung is there and they hung out for the day, like Arthur's having some, like he's getting very self-conscious about his marriage and his life's choices. And he's like, you know, there were a lot of other people in our school group, like mm-hmm. in our program that we were in, mm-hmm. like you didn't have to end up with me. And it's like, you could have ended up with anyone else. It's crazy. It's crazy what our minds will make us think about. It's crazy. Our minds are truly out to get us.
Well, it's about choice too. She chose to marry. They chose to get married. Like they choose their lives to fit together, and that is exactly what, like, they're, you know, love is many things and marriage is many things, and it's,
yeah,
they choose that that's the life that they want to have, and that's how, you know, eventually that's kind of how Arthur comes to terms with it too, by voicing his concerns, but also knowing that there's really no reality in which Nora would just like drop her entire life to go live with Haesung in Korea. Like, it just, it's not like something that could happen, you know? So it's a total, like, she has everything that she has crafted and chosen for her life to have this really successful career and pretty loving marriage, you know, that is like not really thwarted by the presence of somebody else, but just like reminded. And I'm, you know, I'm glad that you kind of had that nice time to reflect during this movie. You can talk to your therapist about it.
I mean, it kind of like the type of reflection that I kind of had on it was, you know, it, what really got me was like this movie was passing over long periods of time, like very quickly. And I was like, oh my God, 12 years. Oh my God, another 12 years.
Yeah.
It's like when they were talking about, like, oh, when would you be able to come to New York? Like back when they were both in school and they were both mm-hmm. just like trying to do their programs. And he was like, I don't know, maybe a year, like maybe a year and a half.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh God. And she's like thinking about it. And then the fact that they don't talk again for 12 years, it just really made me think about how fast these years are going by lately. Mm-hmm. Like really fast. And you know, maybe I'm having a quarter life crisis. Maybe I'm, you know, just kind of rethinking my decisions and stuff. Cause in the end, like I was really just having like carpe diem type like reflections. Like, oh my God, I gotta change something. I gotta do something. Like this mm-hmm. is just, I can't be in my current situation much longer.
Well, you are changing. It's not like you're not. Like
I am. So I was happy. I was happy that this movie made me think about that. I was like, okay, well, I am making the effort to do that. Like I am. Yeah. I'm currently in the process of doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, yeah. It's good. Yeah, it's a beautiful movie. I mean, it is like definitely a rumination kind of thing, and I'm glad it was nominated again. It was also nominated for Best Original Screenplay.
Nice.
Celine Song has only written the Wheel of Time series. She's a staff writer for that.
I've actually heard some interesting things about that show.
Yeah, I kind of like to watch it. It is based off of books, so...
Yes, it is. I think I started watching it when the first... Is it even on season 2 yet?
I think it is. I think that did come out.
Okay. I watched like the first couple episodes when it first started, and then I didn't continue. All right. Well, great. So is this her directorial debut?
I think it is. Yes. Yeah.
Wait.
She's writer and director.
Yes. Okay. She has something upcoming. She has an upcoming thing that she's directing. Okay.
Materialists. Wow! Yeah. I amazing. Mean, it is really
amazing directorial debut. Wow.
Yeah. Honestly, fantastic. It's a very beautiful movie. The cinematography is fantastic.
What did Celine not get nominated for director?
No.
What? Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Just add it to the fucking list.
Well, there's a lot of things on this snubs list that people talk about for sure.
When we're going to cover all of it again. So yes, we're talking about specifically snubs for this movie, but we're going to talk about all of the snubs all over again when we do our Oscar theories.
Yeah, absolutely.
So look out for that. Look forward to that.
I'm just going to look at some of the trivia. There's not too much in here, but should we take a break before I do that?
Yes.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, I'm back. This is kind of cute.
Just Alessandra's back. I'm not back.
Oh, yeah. In an interview on June 2nd, 2023 on NPR with Alyssa Chang, Greta Lee indicated that she found it amusing when she told her family and friends that she was taking on this role. Many of them were surprised and wondered if she could even speak Korean.
What?
Both Tae Yoo and Greta Lee previously lived in the East Village of Manhattan, where many of the scenes of the film had been shot. That's pretty cool.
That's cute.
Yes. East Village is really cool. Love that neighborhood.
I like this one. The number 11 can be seen in a few scenes. The number 11 has been known to be associated with the concept of twin flames, a unique, intense relationship between two people in which they are two halves of the same soul. Kind of like from Elemental.
Yes. Yeah, 11 twin flames. That's definitely a, spiritual kind of concept. Love that was in this movie. I mean, it definitely kind of perpetuates the fact that the two of them are twin flames.
Yeah.
Like Na-young / Nora, director Celine Song moved with her parents, her dad being a filmmaker, from Korea to Canada. She later settled in the U.S., started playwriting, and married a writer.
Ooh.
This movie definitely felt extremely like autobiographical, definitely from Celine Song's kind of, maybe she, I mean, definitely with all of the Korean transplant feelings, it was definitely there. Very
that is literally good. Really what one of them says.
Is that, yeah, exactly.
Past Lives is loosely based on the true story of Celine Song.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's just, it's great. You know, the scene where they're sitting at the bar and she's like talking, Nora's only talking to Haesung, and her husband's just there. But like, since it's a bar, he's on the other side. Like, it's a line, so he's not in the shot at all. And it's just like, he's just sitting there, like, just being ignored this entire conversation.
Yeah, basically.
And you're like, she is just enthralled and enamored with this guy. Like... But her husband is there for her in the end, and like, he doesn't, it's very sweet that he loves her so much that even when she's sad in the end, he's there for her, because in the end, like, he's there for her because he loves her, you know?
Oh my gosh. And I just realized, so a part of the movie, like, when it's just, it's so interesting listening to Nora and Haesung talk, because they just kind of have those fleeting moments they had when they were kids to talk about. And so Haesung will bring up that Nora like cried a lot as a kid. Mm-hmm. And he was like, do you cry much now? And she's like, actually, no, I don't, because, you know, I've learned that, you know, people, you know, you can cry, but there's only so much people could do for you. Like, it's just, and it kind of, she kind of hardened a little bit. And then the fact that she cries because of him at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
I think that's what really got me. I was like, oh, he's leaving and she's going to miss him. And will it be another 12 years before they see each other again? I don't know.
I don't know what I'm saying. Or never again. See each other again. Yeah.
Or never again.
It's pretty sad. This one's good. Celine Song deliberately had the two main characters walk from right to left at the very end of the movie. For her, a timeline is always represented as going from left to right. So when they're walking together, they're going into the past. When Haesung gets into the taxi, he goes into the past even further. And then Nora walks back home from left to right. She's going back to the future.
Ooh. Devastating.
Devastating. So devastating.
Absolutely devastating. Any other trivia, or should I do the plot keywords?
Despite his character's thick accent and broken English, Tae Yoo, who portrays Haesung, actually speaks very fluent English along with three other languages.
Amazing.
Of course. Adorable. Amazing. Yeah, do the plot keywords and I'll get to these, to the Metascore.
All right, we've got love, Korea, city, Korean abroad, travel.
Okay. That's a pretty good group there.
Yeah. Yeah. We've also come to realize that the ones that get the most upvotes are the ones that show up on the page immediately. So I'm going to, I don't know if I can upvote if I'm not logged in. I probably can't.
Yeah.
But if I upvote some of these, nope, I gotta be signed in.
Okay, this movie got a 94 Metascore.
Whoa, whoa!
With 50 positive reviews, one mixed, and zero negative reviews. There are...
Holy shit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29... 29 100s on here.
What the shit? That's amazing.
It's amazing. I mean, this movie was a perfect movie. I have no notes, honestly, so I don't know.
this is the rare occasion where, like, Alessandra and I both really like a movie, and I mean, I feel like there's still stuff to talk about because this movie was so reflective and, like, you can really relate to this movie a lot. Just because it's, like, autobiographical and, like, you know, well, things that happen can happen to a lot of different people. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I feel like there was a bit more to discuss. Normally, if there's a movie that you and I really like, we don't have too much to say, but I don't know. I wanted to talk about it a bit more. And it's so fresh in my mind since I literally saw it yesterday.
Absolutely. That's the best way to get it for you.
Yes. So it doesn't immediately leave my mind. So I'm going to read this 50 down here, about the only mixed review, which is crazy.
Yeah.
By New York Magazine, in parentheses, Vulture. Did Vulture, like...
Did
New York Magazine take Vulture?
I think that's what happened, yeah.
Interesting.
Or it's okay, just like, so yeah, the part of New York Magazine that is film reviews is Vulture or something now.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. There's a disconcerting shrewdness underneath its patina of tastefulness. It's too calculating to achieve the transcendent, almost romance it strives for, but never inhibits. Allison, babe, you're wrong.
You're wrong. there's nothing that's valid about that at all. It's a completely... I just don't think she really got the point of the movie.
Yeah, I don't think... Maybe you need to go watch it again, Allison, babe. I don't think it really...
I think you really saw what was actually there.
Go in and really, really take in what's happening. Watch the longing looks. I think if you look a bit longer at those longing looks, I think you'll get there. Good try. Good try.
I'm going to read the 88 from the Associated Press. It says, "Time and again, Song, who writes and directs here, makes the unflashy, understated choice. And in so doing, darn near breaks our hearts with the tale that feels universal, yet rich in detail, urgent, yet unrushed."
Very nicely said.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Time says, like, the movie ripples with the quiet melodrama of real life.
Yes.
That is, yes. That's a really good way to put
it. That was haunting.
I'm going to keep reading it. It says, that's a Time 90. "The way big things often happen in the margins and small things gradually come to mean the world."
Ooh. I got chills.
Okay, pick one 100. There's literally 29 to choose from. Oh, so God,
don't give me this job.
Can I'll pick one too. Let me okay, find okay. one.
Oh, okay.
Because I think I picked some pretty good ones okay. here.
Okay, well, we gotta read Consequence.
Okay, it's rather long as well. It does not have the whole entire thing, so you might have to click on it.
Yeah, I opened it to read more, so it's here. Consequence gave it 100. "The best movies are little worlds that welcome you into the experience of fascinating characters, giving you everything you need to understand their perspectives and actions. Past Lives does so in spades, painting on a small canvas, but with rich hues of emotion and meaning, knowing that a great story and a great life aren't necessarily the same thing." Ooh! That was a good
one. Wow. That was great.
I liked that.
Absolutely.
That was good.
Okay, I'm just going to end this with our 100 from Variety. It says, "For all the films that have been made about love triangles, Song has fashioned hers in the form of a circle, defying so many of the cliches in her quietly devastating way."
Ooh. Okay.
Very nice. That was Past Lives. We will talk about it more when we do our Oscar nominations.
Sure will. And if you're able to and have not seen it, it is currently $5 at most AMC theaters right now. So definitely treat yourself and go watch this emotionally devastating movie. Even though it wasn't. It was a little bit of everything. It was like a little charcuterie board. Of
exactly.
Emotions.
Just like a touch of devastation.
You just got a
touch of happiness.
You grab a little happiness cracker. Put a little devastation cheese on it. It had everything. Then there was the romance. It was all there. It was everything.
Cornichon of spice, you know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Very good. So glad this movie got nominated. Definitely go check it out. I think that's all we have to say about this movie.
Yep.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.